You hear the distinct sound of my boot heels as I enter the room. You turn to see me standing there, feet apart, hands behind my back, a slight grin on my face, just staring at you. We stay that way for just a second, and then I motion with my head towards the wall, and you comply. As you walk over, I watch the sway of your hips, the proud, erect bearing of your shoulders. And then as you reach the wall, you turn, and I nod. And then I pace towards you, my hands still behind my back. I stop just inches from you, looking slightly down. And then I take my hands, and I bring them up to your head, first gently caressing your hair, and then with two fingers, looping that hair behind your ears, before my hands travel down, tracing your jawline, the backs of my fingers caressing your neck, gliding across your shoulders, and then down your arms, taking my time, caressing the inside of your elbows with my thumbs, until my hands meet yours, and our fingers intertwine. And then I release you, and my hands firmly grab your wrists, and next thing you know, they're above your head, and again, my mouth is just inches from yours. I haven't said a word yet, but you know what I want. You know what's going to happen. A woman like you doesn't need me to get off. I know what you need right now. You don't need to get bent over and fucked. You don't need to get used or made love to. You just need to get out of your head, and that's what I'm here to help you with. So I pin both of your wrists in one hand above your head against the wall. And the other goes to your face, where I cup your cheek, and I pull you in for a kiss. That's all you really need is a kiss. Just to take you out of your head and into another place. And that I'm happy to provide. But my first kiss is hungry. You can feel my excitement with this too. But this isn't about me. Not right now. I kiss you deep. Our tongues hot and wet against each other. Our lips soft, pressing. And I feel you slowly start to submit to the attentions my mouth has to offer. My free hand slides from your face to gently caress your breasts, lightly teasing before my hand wraps around your side and goes to your waist, all the while kissing you. I know you don't have a lot of time. You just need an attitude adjustment. So when you feel my hand on the small of your back, and then I pull you towards me, gripping your wrists even harder, kissing your mouth more desperately. That's for you. If it were me, I would take hours doing this. And you can count on it that I will. But for now, this is for you. And you finally let yourself go and submit. And I can feel it. And the kiss becomes a little more tender. Sultry. And I feel your hips move. And you start to grind your body against me. And I know you're ready. So I pull my mouth away. And I look you in the eyes. And I nod slightly, releasing one of your hands. You take your lip between your teeth. Smile as that hand travels past your breasts, across your stomach, and down into the front of your pants. You don't even bother unbuttoning them. You just bury your hand to the wrist, and I smile, and I say, "Good girl." And then I start kissing you again. The whole time, holding your wrist, my hand now on your hip. And I move from your lips to your neck and give you kisses there as well. Starting at the base and then moving right up, right behind your ear. And then I start whispering, "That's so good, baby. You feel so good against me. I want you to feel good too. I want you to come for me. I want you to come for you. I want you to come hard and fast. So touch yourself for me. Let me kiss you and hold you. I'll know when you're ready." And I do. I wait just a little bit longer. And then I move back to your mouth. And I start kissing you again. Slowly. And I can feel your breath is coming. And I know it's going to be soon. So I let go of your other hand. Then put mine on your other hip. Start kissing you deeper. Little pauses in between so that you can catch your breath. Then you start grinding and wiggling your hips. And I know you're getting close. So I stop kissing you and I look you in the eyes. And I smile. And I nod. And you get this half-pain grin. And then your head lowers, and you start touching yourself in earnest. "You ready, baby? Come on, come for me. Come on. I want to hear you." Your moans start escaping, and I let a few of them go before I cover your mouth with mine, grab your hips tightly, and press you against the wall. Holding you as you touch yourself. And I feel your shoulders shudder against me. And I kiss deeper, squeeze harder on your hips. And they come one after the other. Until finally I press my entire body against you. I can feel your hand between us, between my hard cock and your wet pussy. And I take my mouth away from yours. And one last time, put it to your ear. And say, "Come for me now." And then I get to hear that delicious sound. Oh, you and your passion. And your happiness just bubbling up. And then I feel you relax and collapse against me. Shoulder, and I give your head a kiss, and hopefully that brain of yours won't be causing you any problems anytime soon, but if it does, you know